Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 18, 2023, and the time is 9:02 a.m. This is a public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions, and 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Values Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta, O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz, in his role as the Department's Rules Coordinator. Kathy Holder, in her role as Management Analyst. Kathy will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Brenton Madison, in his role as the Department's Special Task Manager. Paul Stute, Forest Tax View Operations Managers. Bernhard Cruz, Valuation Forester. Ross Goodwin, Port Angeles Revenue Forester. Hida Kubata, Tumwater Revenue Forester. Do we have anyone else in attendance from the department that I missed? If I do, please introduce yourself.
My name is Eileen, and I'm also a revenue forester.
Thank you, Eileen. Do we have anyone else? As the department continues to resume its normal business operations in light of the emergency orders that have been in place over the last several years, we are conducting this public meeting remotely through Microsoft Teams. Participants are here joined through Microsoft Teams as well as through phone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with your valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-610 and WAC 458-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to my email, tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. We have external parties in attendance, other attendees from the Department of Revenue previously identified. For purpose of recording, we will go through the list as shown on Teams to identify the attendees and who they are representing. So once I call your name, please identify yourself and who you are representing, as well as letting us know if you have any comments to share today. So I'm just going to go through the list. Eleanor?
Yeah, Eleanor Bonnier from King County Department of Assessments.
Thank you. Colleen?
Colleen Osbazar from Maryland Rainforest Products. I don't have any planned comments at this time.
Thank you, Colleen. And John?
Yes, John Ehrenreich. I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association.
Thank you, John. And Danielle?
Hi, Danielle Petty with King County Assistant Levy Coordinator. So just here to listen and find out what's new.
Thank you, Danielle. Boone William? William, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm with Columbia Cedar. We're a sawmill over on the east side of the mountains near the Columbia River, and I'm just here to listen and see what you guys are going, what you got going on.
Okay. Thank you. Did I miss anyone? And if I do, please introduce yourself and who you are representing. Okay, it doesn't look like I missed anyone, so I'm going to proceed. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 3405 RCW, Title Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 23-05-061 on February 13, 2023, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-610, titled Timber Excise Tax Definitions. Refer in this meeting as Rule 610 and WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Values Tables Stumpage Value Adjustment, referred to in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 610 and Rule 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and we'll evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe at email address, tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than Friday, April 21st of 2023. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with the future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice called a Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept in by ITA division in our permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of Co-Revisor using Form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter, and we will publish in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Paul Stewart, our Forest Tax Field Operations Manager, to explain the proposed revision to Rules 610 and 660.
Thanks, Tiffany. I'll start with 610. Yep. So we are proposing to, the department is proposing to update the thinning adjustment. The proposed definition is going to read like this: thinning. The total timber volume removed is less than 40% of the total merchantable volume of the harvest unit prior to harvest, and A, in Western Washington stumpage value areas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9, the harvester leaves a minimum of 100 undamaged, evenly spaced, dominant or co-dominant trees per acre of a commercial species or combination thereof. And B, this would be the change. Eastern Washington stumpage value area 6 and 7, the harvester leaves a minimum of 80 undamaged, evenly spaced, dominant or co-dominant trees per acre of a commercial species or combination thereof. The west side adjustment would remain unchanged at $100, and the proposed east side adjustment is $60 per MBF. So again, the change is really only adding the thinning adjustments to 6 and 7, stumpage value area 6 and 7. Okay, And then on to the proposed new stumpage values for the second half of 2023. This time we had 111 sales that went into the database. 87 of those were public, 24 were private sales. 89% of the volume came from public sales and 11% from private. Stumpage values, as I think can be expected, were generally lower. Doug fir was a little bit lower, whitewoods significantly lower, cedar and alder were kind of unchanged. So now I'm going to go ahead and read off the proposed new stumpage values. Douglas fir, I'm going to start with Douglas fir. Stumpage value area one is $541, two, $530. Stumpage value area three is $593, four is $580, five is $615, six is $402, seven is $416, nine is $527. Maybe I should separate those by east and west. Yes, Bernard shaking his head. Yes, so I'll do that from now on. Yeah. All right, Western Hemlock, proposed stumpage values. Stumpage value area 1, $292, 2, $347, 3 is $346, 4 is $355, 5 is $345, and 9 is $278. Western Red Cedar, stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is $1,380. Stumpage value area 9 is $1,366. Ponderosa Pine, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $152. Stumpage value area 9, $138. Red Alder, stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is $597. Stumpage value area 9 is $583. Black Cottonwood, stumpage value areas 1 through 5 is $4. 9 is $1. Other hardwoods, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $232. Stumpage value area 9, $218. Douglas fir poles and piles, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $970. Stumpage value area 9, $956. Red cedar poles, 1 through 5, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $1,825. Stumpage value area 9, $1,811. Chipwood, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, $20 per ton. Stumpage value 9, $18. Red cedar shake and shingle blocks, all stumpage value areas 1 through 9, $588 per cord. Post, LPP, stumpage value areas 1 through 9, 35 cents. Doug fir Christmas trees, all stumpage value areas, 25 cents per lineal foot. And other Christmas trees, all stumpage value areas, 1 through 9, 50 cents per lineal foot. So those are the proposed stumpage value areas for Western Washington. Now I'm going to read the proposed stumpage value areas, proposed stumpage values for Eastern Washington. Douglas fir, stumpage value area 6, $402. Stumpage value area 7, $416. Western Hemlock and other conifers, stumpage value area 6, $274. 7 is $288. Western Red Cedar, stumpage value area 6, $1,200. Stumpage value area 7, $1,214. Ponderosa Pine, stumpage value area 6, $138. SVA 7, $152. Other hardwood, SVA 6, $1. SVA 7, $9. Western Red Cedar Poles, SVA 6, $1,623. SVA 7, $1,637. Chipwood, SVA 6 is $1 per ton. SVA 7 is also $1 per ton. Small logs, SVA 6, $12 per ton. SVA 7, $14 per ton. RCS, Red Cedar Shake and Shingle Blocks, $588 for SVA 6 and 7. Post, SVA 6 and 7, 35 cents per lineal foot. Doug fir Christmas Trees, SVA 6 and 7, 25 cents per lineal foot. And other Christmas Trees, SVA 6 and 7, 50 cents per lineal foot. Those are the proposed stumpage value areas for the second half of 2023.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
All right, now we will proceed to the comment portion of this meeting. And I think that we have a couple of new attendees in the meeting. So if you would please introduce yourself and who you are representing.
I'm Christina with Marilyn Ring.
Thank you, Christina.
Listening in with Colleen.
Thank you, Christina. And do we have anyone else? Okay. All right. So since we don't have anyone else, we're going to go ahead and proceed. And if anyone have comments, please use the raise hand button in the Microsoft. And then introduce yourself and who you are representing, and then share your comments. Okay. Thank you, John. Go ahead and unmute yourself and share your comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, my name is John Ehrenreich. I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association. Just wanted to thank the department for all the work they did on the east side thinning adjustment. Really appreciate you. I know you spent quite a bit of time having to go over there and take a look at things, crunch some numbers, gather some data from people. And what you came up with was exactly what we were hoping for. We always really appreciate the work that the department does. You guys are champs in in my book. You are, when we ask and want to talk about something, you're quick to respond, and we don't always agree, but when we don't agree, you always have a cogent, clear answer that makes sense about why you disagree. And I very much appreciate that. It's very much unlike other state agencies we're dealing with on a regular basis. As to the stumpage values, we've run the data and agree with the stumpage values you come up with. And we, again, appreciate how much work goes into this on every 6 months having to do this. But again, we agree with your stumpage values. I want to take a moment to say how much I've appreciated working with Bernhard over the years. My understanding is you're going to be gone by the end of the month, Bernhard, and headed off into more fun things, perhaps. Although it's hard to imagine not working with taxes as being something fun. I've sure enjoyed over the years working with you. And, you know, and again, we've not always agreed, but we've always been able to treat each other with great professional respect. And I very much appreciate that. So once again, thanks to the whole department. You guys are great. And that's all.
Thank you, John. We appreciate your comments. Anyone else who would like to share their comment? Okay, it looks like we don't have anyone else that would like to share oral testimony right now. But just a reminder, if you do have written testimony, you can send that to me in writing. And my email address again is tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. And we would appreciate it if you can send us a written comments by Friday, April 21st, 2023, so we can evaluate your comments and save your comments in the department permanent rulemaking file for Rule 610 and 660. So without further comments, I'd like to proceed with the recapping the rulemaking process. This has been a public meeting for input regarding the proposed amendments for WAC 458-40-610 timber excise tax definitions and WAC 458-40-660 timber excise tax stumpage value tables and stumpage value adjustments. As a reminder, the department will review any comment we receive on this rule draft, make changes as we need it, and publish the proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Again, thank you for participating this public meeting with us this morning. And the time is now 9:23 a.m. and the public meeting for Rule 610 and 660 is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.